All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Thursday, January 8th of 2026. Looking ahead here, we have a four-game NBA main slate this evening, 12-game NHL slate, two-game college football slate, and 12 matches of tennis as well. So, should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions, get your questions in. One of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. You can tune in any one of those days to get your questions answered. All right, with that said, let's get SaberSim pulled up on the screen here. We do have a couple questions that came in prior to the show. We will start there and then kind of see where things go. So first question here appears to be a follow-up. So question says, hey, I asked a question the other day, but didn't ask it clear enough. Apologies if I didn't understand properly. Say I enter three contests, a double up, triple up, quintuple up. I enter the double up lineup into all three contests. When I go to late swap, I don't like running all contests in one group because it makes my double up more aggressive since it is using quintuple up information. I want to late swap all three lineups with double up. I don't care about getting more aggressive in the others as I am playing against the same players using double up lineups. If I hit the double up, I hit all of them usually as I do high dollar small field. Okay. So in this case, what I would probably do is when you get to your late swap, apologies if there's some background noise.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hold on, I'm pulling up the late swap tutorial. Okay, so when I get to this screen right here, where I can effectively choose which contests that I want to swap, I would only choose the double up. So step one, only choose the double up right here. Now what's going to happen is you're going to have to get your hands like a little bit dirty here. So let's run a build. And we're just going to build 500 lineups. So what you're going to do is you're going to late swap the double up. It's going to give you one lineup. And then what I think you're going to need to do is you're going to need to take that lineup and then copy and paste it into your other entries. I think that is effectively what you have to do. So I'm going to kind of talk through how you would do that. All right. So let's say I build, I run my late swap, I save it, I download it, right? When you do that, you're going to get a file, and it's not going to look exactly like this, but it's going to look really close. So it's going to look something like this. All these columns won't be there. You can get rid of those. And then there's usually four columns on the left. So it's going to look something like this. These first four columns are going to have the DK contest information. Basically identifying, hey, this lineup goes with this contest. It'll be like contest name, entry fee, contest ID, something like that. And then your lineups, right? So in your case, what you're going to do, how many lineups? Oh, I think I have like 500. All right, let's delete all these. So you're going to download the file, right? Say this one is double up, triple up, quintuple up, right? You run your swap. The double up is going to have the new late swap lineup. The other two are going to have their old lineups. But they're all going to have the same baseline, right? They're going to have the same players locked. They're going to be locked in the same positions. So you should be okay if you come in here, you copy the double up, and then you just paste it into the triple up, quintuple up. You save that file, and then you go and upload it to DK. So that is how I think you're going to need to do this, to only use the information from the double up, and then take that double up lineup and then transfer it into the other contests. So that is how I would do that. So give that a try. Let me know if that works. All right. Next question. Andrew, how do you get low ownership lineups in NBA Showdown? SaberSim loves the stud at captain spot on DK. All right, cool. NBA Showdown question. This one's always not one we get a ton, so it's always fun when it comes up. All right, so we're going to go pull up a showdown. We're going to pull up this Pacers-Hornets showdown. And we're going to run 500 lineups. And I think first thing we're going to do is just kind of look at this, analyze it. All right, so let's kick off a build. So we're building lineups for NBA Showdown right now. All right, we're getting into the post build. Lineups are loading. We're going to create a group. I don't know. Say we need 3 lineups is fine. And for this, we're just going to use Uniques 1. Going to use new Saber score instead of old. All right, so we're using Saber score here. We are looking at our top 3 lineups, and this kind of describes what you're saying. You know, 2 out of our 3 lineups are, you know, the highest projected player. Basketball is a projection heavy sport, so it kind of makes sense. But what if we want to diversify, right? What if we don't want this, et cetera? Well, I think the first and easiest thing that you can do is set a max exposure. Hey, I only want to play the captain that is the highest projected or the highest owned, equal to the field, right? I want to have as many of those lineups as the field is going to have at a maximum. I don't really want leverage on that player. Okay, you know, you set your max exposure to match the ownership. I'm going to set it to 34% here because 1 out of 3 lineups is 33%. So this will make sure that he is only played in 1 lineup. And the other 2 lineups have a different captain. There is a captain you have in mind. You can do the opposite, where you set a minimum exposure. Hey, I really want to play a captain who has single-digit ownership. I'm going to pick my favorite one. Maybe it's Miles Bridges, and I'm going to set a minimum exposure to him. This would be another way of doing it. Other ways that you can experiment with, where maybe we turn this off, turn these exposures off. Okay, check, click apply. Maybe we do something where we cut out some of the highest sum owned lineups. You know, I'm going to create a filter here for some ownership. Show lineups with ownership less than, and I'm going to make up a number, 180. This ended up being really aggressive. I would probably change that a little bit. 200 seems good. That gives us about, cut out about 20%. And notice here, right, that has the immediate impact that we were looking for, where we are no longer playing Siakam. We're not playing the second highest captain, but we're playing the 3rd and the 6th, right? So we're getting Huff and Bridges. And I took – oh, wait, I still have Bridges because I have the minimum exposure. Let's turn that off. Okay, so this filter, instead of 2 Siakams, it gives us 1 Siakam, which is what we did with the max exposure, right? So, hey, maybe some type of ownership thing can help you here, right? Whether that's some ownership, whether that's geomean ownership, right? Or maybe even whether that's both. You know, you use some combination of both here. 25 looks too high for my geo. 28 is close. Let's just settle on 29. All right, 29, really close to 20% here. And this one, no min or max exposures. I'm getting Huff and I'm getting Sexton here, right? Sexton, super low owned, kind of a under the radar type of captain here. So I think there's things that you can do, minimax exposures, ownership filters, some ownership, geo mean. And I think that you're going to have to kind of play around with it to figure out which one that you kind of vibe with the best, that makes the most sense to you. And make sure these lineups pass the eye test, right? Like, hey, I want to look at these lineups and I want to make sure that these are lineups that I would play. And then you can figure out which filter is getting you to that point. So that's what I would be doing here, trying to identify lineups with potentially lower owned captains in NBA Showdown. All right, next question. I only play NBA and FanDuel to try and win tickets. I often see SaberSim members winning lots of tickets on there, but I'm usually not one of them. At most, I win one of my five lineups, but almost never more than that. I typically only play five max entry, 20 tickets. I only have the starter plan. What would be a good strategy to use with a starter plan, and how would that be different on the ultimate plan if I were to change to that? All right. So satellites and winner-take-alls, which are effectively satellites, but that involves like actual money, are probably some of the like highest volatile contests in the DFS lobby. It's like if you're not winning first, you're not winning, and it sucks, right? Because you can come in second in a GPP and have a good day. You can come in third. You can come in top five. You know, you're probably making four figures in some of these GPPs. Well, that's not happening in a satellite, right? Like you literally need to take first. And I can attest to this. You know, I've played like a lot of satellites. I've played live final qualifiers, you know, chasing live finals. And it is hard, and there is a lot of variance up at the top, right? So chances are you're probably not doing anything wrong, but just as far as like kind of what I would do here, right? So like, let's say I'm playing on FanDuel tonight. Okay, we got this four gamer. One of the good things about FanDuel satellites in particular, if you've ever looked at like FanDuel versus DraftKings satellites, the FanDuel satellites overlay a lot. There are usually, I don't know, say it's a 120-man contest, you know, it'll fill to 80 entries, right? That is very, very normal on FanDuel for their satellites to overlay a lot. You don't see that as much on DraftKings. Usually those satellites kind of fill. So if I had to choose between satellites on FanDuel, satellites on DraftKings, like, yeah, I would absolutely be playing satellites on FanDuel. So I think that part is correct. I think it makes sense. I think that's kind of where you want to be at, right? Okay, a little more info from Drew. So it looks like he's playing some of the, they call them super satellites, if you guys are familiar with these, where basically more than one player wins a ticket. It's usually like, hey, the top 20 users win a ticket, the top 30, the top 40, something like that. They call them super satellites. So, for example, I have done well with the same thing in NFL, but NBA is tough and there is good overlay. Yeah. So super, super satellite overlay is what we're kind of talking about here. So on starter, what I would do, what would I do? All right, let's build some lineups so I can think about this. So what I would do is I would figure out how many entrants the contest has versus how many places get paid. So like if you went to the FanDuel lobby, right? All right. So we go to NBA and we'll just like look at one. Okay, so I think we're talking about like these, right? Like, hey, this top 20 win. All right, these have 179 entries. All right, so what I would do It's like, okay, 20 times divided by 179. So this is about the top 10% of the field. So let's say that these overlay a little bit, right? Okay, so you probably need to be in the top like 15% to win, right? If this overlays a little bit. So I think what you can probably do here is I would change my diversity to uniques 1, and I would be sorting my lineups by 85th percentile. So the way the percentiles work, right, is the 99th percentile, what this is going to give you is the lineups with the highest 1% score. 95th is going to give you the lineups with the top 5%. And then the 85th is the top 15%, right? So on our calculator, we know that about 11% of lineups win in this contest. If the contest were filling regularly, what I would say is sort by 95th, because you need to sort higher than the mark you need to achieve. I'm assuming there's about 4% of overlay, which I think is fair. So I'm saying that I think 85th sorting here should be good enough in this case. If these contests fill, or if the contests are different size, right? I looked at 179. Well, what if you play some that are 120? What if you play some that are 250, right? Entrance? Well, you might need to adjust. So always be mindful of how many entrants there are in the satellites that you're playing, and then figure out which percentile to use. If less of the field caches, you need a higher number. If more of the field caches, you need a smaller number. So I think you're probably going to end up using like 85th, 95th the most. But I think on starter, this is definitely where I would be starting as far as picking the lineups to play in my satellites. I would use this over portfolio if I was on starter, and over Saber Score. Because Saber Score is more optimizing for GPPs. This, we're taking a very, very specific approach just to satellites. So this is what I would be doing for satellites on starter. On ultimate, what I would be doing is when I import my entry file, we're not going to have the satellites in the contest database. So what you would need to do is you would need to come in here and fill out this information manually. So I would put, hey, effectively you're going to have a custom contest sim. I would probably use the 5 max. So I would say like low stakes single entry. So 179 entries. I don't know. Let's do 20 divided by 179. So this is 11.2% is my percent entries paid. Say I have 5 entries. I don't know what the ticket costs. We can look. 20 tickets, 300 value, $15 ticket. Okay. So it's 15 divided by 300, 5%. So it looked like this. So I'm going to have 179 contest size, percent to first is 5%, percent entries paid is 11.2, and I have 5 entries. You're effectively going to have a sim like this. If I was on ultimate, then yes, I would use the contest sims because I have the exact contest information here, right? So in my build, I would probably just use uniques 1 ROI. I think that would be fine. You could still use portfolio. I don't see why you couldn't, but I think ROI would be fine here. Or even cash percent, you know, if you want to use the cash percent, I think that's fine too. So uniques 1 cash rate would probably be what I would do on ultimate, just thinking through it right now. So as long as, because I mean, first is going to pay the same as 20th, so might as well just use cash rate. Seems fair. So that's what I would be doing for satellites on Ultimate for these FanDuel super satellites. All right. Keep it rolling. Chuck said, I'm branching out into multiple sports with models, not just League of Legends. If I did manage to win with my model, would that still qualify me for the Saber Sam Winner's Circle prize? So, good question. My understanding is, sorry about that. Having an active Saber Sim account, rule one. Setting your avatar to the Saber Sim logo, rule two. And then number three is tweeting out a screenshot of your win. So as long as you follow these three things, I think that is correct. There is, you could look at these other general rules, but it doesn't seem like there is anything that says you can't use your own model. I think this is the only one. The tournament must be a format SaberSim supports with projection and an optimizer. So if you win on, you know, Madden NFL or something like that, then no, I don't think it's going to count because we don't simulate Madden. So I think that would be the only caveat here is if you see something like that. But I'm assuming you're probably doing major sports. All right, looking in Discord, looks like we're caught up there, caught up in the YouTube chat as well. Talked through demos in both NBA Showdown and Classic, focusing on satellites, which is super fun. So I think we're all set. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern, for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.